This ASAP Athletic Strength and Power podcast is brought to you by Play, the most innovative sports flooring ever. Play's dynamic surfaces outperform, outlast, and totally dominate the competition. This is Ed Sicali with Athletic Strength and Power Podcasts. Today I'm in one of college football's hotbeds. It's Clemson University, and I'm with the assistant director of strength and conditioning. He's been here a long time with Joey Baston, and I'm with Larry Greenlee. Larry, thanks for taking time, and welcome to our ASAP podcast.
Thank you for having us.
Coach Baston stated you're his top assistant, and you've been here a while with him. How long have you been here, and how did you get your start in the strength training and conditioning profession?
All right. Well, I've been here about 20 years now. I was an athlete here from 91 to 95. Pretty much after that, I graduated, went to work in the computer industry, and I was then contacted just to come back and be a grad assistant. So, you know, in my mind, I was thinking I was just going to get back here, get my master's, and get back into business. But here I am 20 years later. I've been the assistant director with Coach Baston probably about 16 years now. We've been together a long time, and it's been a good career right here at Clemson, all at Clemson.
That's cool. One of the things that I've observed here this morning at Clemson and under your checking out your program is that it seems like the underlying theme here is best and becoming the best and staying the best and getting to be the best, and that's what you guys are all about, it seems like.
You're exactly right. Our theme is usually set by the top, Coach Sweeney. His standard is very clear. You see it on a lot of visuals around the facility. Best is our standard, and that's what we strive for. Every day, in the classroom, off the field, away from the athletic department, just out in life in general, best is the standard. You know, these kids get here, and they don't necessarily understand it, but after a few months in the system, they begin to see it, feel it, smell it. You know, all senses are derived around being the best, and we take that and we bring it down here just as Coach Baston sets the same thing. That goes with the tempo of training as well as just expectations of effort.
Coach, what are some of your focus points that you use for your Clemson Tigers here to help you maintain this team as one of college football's elite programs?
Well, being the best, it requires a lot of effort. It requires a lot of discipline. A lot of those things we use in our training philosophy. Our kids, when they show up, we expect them to look a certain way. They're going to have the right dress on, you know, down to the having the shoestrings tied. So the details are upheld by us, and the expectations are also held by us, and then the success, you know, just generally comes with it.
Yeah, you even have a sheet that tells you, you know, the exact things that you wear on Monday, Wednesday, Friday for the workouts, Thursday, Tuesday. It's, you guys got it down to the little things.
A visual oftentimes can register in the brain a little faster, so we have pictures just so that, you know, when these guys get here, you know, every now and then that picture will stem a little process in that brain. And then at some point they get it. But by that time you have a whole new class here. So they then go through that process. But training is repetition, and details also require repetition as well. So that's why we have a lot of reminders for our athletes here.
Yeah, and Coach Greenlee, you had a long season last season, and you know, you were in the national championship game and two big games in the playoffs. And you know, what are some of the things that you know you do to minimize fatigue from such a long season and the grind?
Yeah, well, you got to be smart. You got to know when to back off a little bit. So rest and recovery is definitely a part of our whole program and the philosophy of training. Where there's effort, there also has to be some rest and recovery. So throughout the season, you know, we keep training, keep pushing, but we also push all the restoration processes, such as, you know, getting an ice tub, getting massages, things like that, and then dealing with the, you know, the everyday soft tissue injuries that you pick up in season. You know, we address those things. We try to assist in the rehab process as well.
You know, Coach, coming off of that, the total recovery thing, the NCAA made some changes, you know, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, whatever, with the whole food and how you guys can, you know, help players recover through nutrition and finally backed off all the some of the crazy stuff they were minimizing for the players. And now they can eat and you guys can feed them. And what's going on with that?
Well, that's been great. You know, you want to give these kids as much as you can give them. We push and pull on them so much. So when the rule was changed so that we can provide more, that really elevated training results. Now you're refueling with better things. Supplements are great, but when you can give them real hard food 2-3 times a day, you know, there's no substitute for that. So that's been really huge as far as the recovery and the growth process for a lot of these kids.
You know, like a typical day, let's say today, the training type of that they went through and everything, what were some of the things, you know, meal-wise that they did? Did they go early and get it before the workout, or, you know, did they go right to a place where you have access to, you know, all kinds of food and everything? How's that all work?
Gotcha. Well, these guys, they show up. This particular group you witnessed was our 7 a.m. group. These guys get here a little early. They can preload with all we have to offer, the Gatorade line, all the other stuff we have over there, just to prep themselves for the workout. Now, after the workout, this group generally will go upstairs and have breakfast. That's a full breakfast. That's every day, 5 days a week, that they are expected to get upstairs and have a good breakfast. There's a variety, so, you know, there's something for everyone. Mm-hmm. We do have a full-time nutritionist on staff, so our need guys will be counseled towards what's going to benefit them, and our guys that, you know, have a different need, such as losing weight, they'll have a guidance system to guide them as well. So That's been great for the program as well, having a nutritionist.
One thing that you guys even have implemented recently is this, a lot of the hip mobility and some of the, you know, all the yoga things that are going on in, with your team. How does that all fit into the plan?
You know, that whole process there is all about the recovery process, flexibility, all those things that just keep you safe, keep you moving in the right direction. Our yoga classes, of course, we can't provide them specifically, but our university, our rec department here, offers 2 or 3 classes throughout the semester per day. So we take those times, we post it, because as student athletes, they are free to join any of those classes, and we encourage the guys to take part in that, and the majority of them do. That's been big.
Coach, it's mid-July. It's the summer right here in Clemson. It's probably going to get up to 100 degrees today or whatever. I don't know. But what did we see today? We saw some stuff over at the indoor. What was going on over there? And then you guys jumped on the shuttle, and the guys went through a strength training session. What did we actually see?
Yep. Today basically was the tail end of our summer training. So evaluation is the big word for this week. We've did our 40 times earlier this week, and today was just basically getting them over there, getting them warmed up, and then we were testing the performance tests, such as the L drill, the 60, and the 5-10-5. Once we broke up and got all those times, as well as the 60-yard shuttle, I almost neglected to say that one. That was basically our goal today. We just had to get those performance measurements to wrap up what is our last week next week. But our 8-week summer is coming to an end, and camp's right around the corner. But right after that, we just had a basic training session today, good upper body plus a supplemental workout to go with it. Olympics lifts, we were kind of on the off day with that, so we just had trap bar deads just to do a little triple extension movement, not as explosive required today. And as you saw, it was a tempo type lift. We had a lot of guys in here. Everyone knew their role, and we got it done.
It's strictly business here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Our mentality in here is once you start, you know, you don't stop until you're done. You know, if you're in between a set, you can get a good pace over to the hydration station, grab something there, and come back. But no one's ever standing around engaged in useless conversation. Everything is either motivating or challenging or just straight working.
It's a disciplined squad you've got here, Coach, and that rolls down from you guys, your staff, the way you guys push these guys and train them and teach them. And we appreciate you guys taking some time out with us today and to show us around. Coach Larry Greenlee, he's the Assistant Director of Strength and Conditioning here at Clemson University, right here in Clemson, South Carolina. They're one of college football's elite programs, folks, and we thank you, Coach.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.